Five Gears of a Venus. The first gear is sensory experience. In the first part of this meditation, you can even keep your eyes open if you like. If you want to keep them closed, that's also fine. But become aware of sensory experience, seeing, hearing, sense of touch, any kind of smell, aroma, scent. Any lingering taste in the mouth? And of course, throughout the day, there is seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching going on. The difference now is we don't add or subtract to the experience, we don't add preferences. Likes or dislikes. We don't try to deny any experience. We just experience the experience. In seeing, there is just seeing. What a relief that is. In hearing, there is just hearing. How simple that is. In touch, there's just that sense of touch. So fulfilling. In smell, there's just smell. Without holding on to anything. And same with any taste. The first gear of awareness is always available to us. It's the most accessible. It's actually quite effortless. It's happening by itself. Sensory experience is happening without any effort on your part. All you're doing is being with it, stabilizing it, not allowing it to be clouded by perceptions. And in the first gear, good to touch base with all the five sense doors and then stabilize on any one of them. Maybe on hearing, maybe on the sense of touch, on the flow of breath. Stabilize on one of the sense doors. Just stay there for a little longer. And the right approach to practice is with a lot of patience. not judging ourselves if our mind wanders, not being in a rush to get anywhere or achieve anything, simply returning to awareness. In the first gear, sensory experience. And in this way, we are not just practicing mindfulness, we are practicing kindfulness. We now come to second gear of awareness. Inner experience. Inner experience includes feelings, sensations, thoughts, something that you are aware of, but others may not be directly aware of. We'll begin with a body scan. I will mention different parts of the body. Just notice what you're feeling there. Top of the head. Back of the head. Sides of the head. All we're doing is noticing. Feelings and sensations. Now come to the forehead. Around the eyes. Both the cheeks. Nose, lips, chin. Come to the throat. And you're simply attentive to what you're feeling in each part of the body, acknowledging whatever it is, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. Sometimes not feeling much, that's also fine. Just notice. Shoulders. Upper arms. Lower arms. All the way down to the palm, fingers and fingertips. Simply witnessing. Bring your attention to the chest. Deep inside the chest. This is not about imagining, this is more about experiencing directly. What are you feeling here? Come to the belly. Deep inside the belly and abdomen. Now the upper back, the middle back, bring your attention to the lower back. Both the hips, right thigh, left thigh. Both the knees, calf muscles, ankles, both the feet. Soles of the feet. And tips of all the 10 toes. And now experience the entire body simultaneously, from tips of the toes to top of the head. Experience the feelings, sensations, flow of energy throughout the whole body. And for a moment, forget what the body looks like, appears like. Stay with the actual experience. And you just have one field of sensitivity vibrating, pulsing, does this really have a boundary? Explore the sense of boundary. Does it really have an edge? So let the body just be the body, the feelings just be the feelings. And now step back further. Let thoughts come and go as they will. Every thought is like a cloud in a timeless sky. Instead of living inside these clouds, now witness these clouds coming and going. Clouds in a timeless sky. Even if you just notice one thought, that's tremendous progress, because normally we live inside the cloud of thought. And we are developing the capacity for metacognition, awareness of the arising and passing away of thoughts. And we come to the third gear. Everything. Which means we don't discriminate between outer experience and inner experience. sensory experience and the inner representation through thoughts and feelings. Everything. Now, whatever arises, there is awareness. We are not trying to constrain our attention. Sounds are welcome, thoughts are welcome, feelings are welcome. Everything in life is welcome. But we are unmoved by it, unshaken by it. Awareness of everything. In the third gear, we truly become the witness of this life. Both outer and inner experiences just witnessed without preferences. Soul consciousness. Just witnessing like a spectator watching a movie. Everything is welcome. No resistance, no controlling, no suppression, no denying. Everything is welcome. And stabilize in the third gear for at least 10 seconds at a time. Aware of everything, identified with nothing. And we come to the fourth gear. Nothing. Suppose you even let go of the sense of being the witnesser. Suppose you even let go of that last identification. I am the one that witnesses. So who are you without that witnessing? Who are you without this consciousness? Who were you before all of this? birth, consciousness, what is nothing? And don't look for an answer to this one, just explore. Who are you before everything in creation, before this universe, before everything, even before God? Complete letting go. Letting go of the previous three gears. Even letting go of the fourth gear. The idea of nothing. And we come to the fifth gear, where we re-engage. Re-engage with this universe, this life. Having touched everything and nothing, we come back with infinite blessings. Infinite blessings. Infinite blessings to everyone who has been a part of our path, brought us to this moment. Infinite blessings to each one of those friends, teachers, even adversaries. Infinite blessings to anyone who is lost in their story, hypnotized by their thoughts, forgetful of their true nature, infinite blessings. Infinite blessings to our own past self, all the unresolved energies, emotions, belief systems. Infinite blessings to our own past self. Infinite blessings to our ancestral lines, the dozens and hundreds and hundreds of thousands and millions of ancestors, and all their choices, all their stories, all their emotions, resolved and unresolved patterns that are still living through this existence. Infinite blessings to all the ancestors. And anyone else, infinite blessings too. And we'll pause for a few breaths. Infinite blessings to anyone in our life who's suffering. Could be a friend, could be a relative, acquaintance, who's suffering in any way. See if someone comes to mind. Infinite blessings. Infinite blessings to anyone who crosses paths with us, any time in our life, even briefly, who encounters us. May they be saturated with infinite blessings. May their journey of life be blessed, smooth, filled with vitality and beautiful discovery. And infinite blessings to each one of us gathered here today. May we be agents of Source, secret agents of the Divine Source within, here to remind everyone of their greater potential, their true self, that they too are secret agents of Source. And this becomes our primary identity. I am a secret agent of Source, here to remind everyone of their true nature, their most magnificent self, beyond all limitations. And take a minute of letting go. Let go of everything we've talked about so far. Just empty yourself. Let everything just settle and integrate in its own way. Empty yourself. And whenever you like, take a few deep breaths. Returning to body consciousness, returning to sensory awareness, inner awareness. And you can rub your palms together, nice and warm. Bring them over your eyes. Over your face. And we emerge with a beautiful smile.